You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Brian Bull. As our monthly State Musician Series continues, we launch our third installment by visiting Hmong folk singer Mai Zhang Vu. Since arriving in America more than 25 years ago, Vu has taken on the task of learning and performing many of her traditional folk songs for audiences nationwide. The Madison resident explains that much of her music speaks directly to her fellow Hmong, as in this song.
I'm saying that as new immigrants in this country, we have the opportunity to let our children go to school. And in this country, we have the opportunities to be productive citizens, that we are independent. The next thing is to be participating in the civil society on an equal basis, where we'd be able to speak our voice and live our own dreams.
Vu says it took some time for her to share her own voice and dreams. As a fresh arrival to the United States back in 1980, she struggled as a teenager to fit in with her American classmates. She found solace in country music first through performers like Kenny Rogers and Crystal Gayle.
They sang to some of the issues that I could associate with. Loneliness, frustrations, the social issues you go through.
Then while earning her BA at Lakeland College in Sheboygan, Vu began to recall some of the folk songs she learned at the refugee camps in Thailand. She began to practice them after her piano lessons.
It's a beautiful chapel at Lakeland College where it's overlooking at the wood, and it just provides you that atmosphere. And so you just stand there and sing out your frustrations. And for me, the frustration at that time was that I'm one of the few girls that are pioneering in the education field. So you're facing a lot of stigma and a lot of pressure from your own community who don't understand why a girl like me would be at college.
Vu quickly realized her music could also express her perspective on social issues like access to education and gender roles. 6 months out of college, she recorded her first album.
It was a great tool for me to sing the message that I want to send to the youth about how important education is. How they need to prolong marriage. And then after that, it just kind of snowballed. I even got projects that I would do from the mainstream using folk songs to educate the community.
Vu even did a Hmong song about recycling, which was a new concept to many refugees. Some of her musical statements have also challenged aspects of her culture. She recalls a song she recorded criticizing bridal dowries, where a large amount of money is sometimes given to a bride's parents during the Hmong wedding ceremony.
We were at a New Year in St. Paul, and we were selling it at a booth there, and this one gentleman came and listened to the song, and he said, "Why would I change my mind and not do the dowry because I have 7 daughters? I just stood there thinking to myself, wow, I'm hitting some bones here.
Vu says she enjoys putting her thoughts to music because it allows her social commentary to be stated without interruption. But she also speaks to the heart as well, like in this piece she did for a friend. It involves a couple splitting up as the boy pursues study abroad.
The first verse is the girl talking about, we have lived together in one village, one place, and now that you have an opportunity to go overseas to study, you have chose your education over our relationship. Now you're leaving me behind.
The setting for this lament is the Hmong's homeland of Laos, marked by high mountains and deep craggy valleys. Vu says this terrain gives a dimension to folk songs that can't quite be found in Wisconsin.
It's so beautiful back in Laos, and if you're on the bottom of the hill and you sing and your voice echoes throughout the whole bottom of the mountain and then the person up there can hear you, and then when they sing it back, it echoes all the way back. You know, and it's a wonderful spiritual piece of singing. And I think we don't have enough hills and valleys, and we don't have... So that's something that I always feel very deprived in my singing, is not having all that.
Vu keeps refining her talents by teaching herself instruments like the flute and jaw harp. Here, she tries a song in what's known as the Blue Hmong dialect, whereas her other songs are largely done in the White Hmong dialect. Vu says many young Hmong musicians are rediscovering their roots and helping preserve the folk song tradition. She says ultimately, these efforts and technology will combine to help form a global harmony.
I believe that our world has gotten smaller, and we live in a closer reality than we imagine it to be. People can connect on the internet, and I think one day this whole world will connect it, where we may exchange music with each other and make the world a better place to live on.
More on Maizhong Vu in our monthly Wisconsin Musician Series can be found online at WPR.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Brian Bull.